Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Looks like seven after the hour. Once again, yes, it's seven past the top of the hour, and that means we get back to the facts, the opinion, the clarifications that are part of the discussion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, three of the four of us on the West Coast. Hooray for the weather. Yay!
Yay!
Not the big story, though. The big story is still what's going on with Charlie Hebdo and the ramifications of all of this. So I ask Pierre to give us a bit of insight, if Pierre is able to do that. The Parisian circumstance with these no-go zones, the neighborhoods where neither tourists nor police go, the places where the Muslims have intimidated the government into basically giving authority over to them. What does the average French or Parisian person, Pierre, think about perhaps changing that around so that the police and or the military, the French military, can go in and clean up these infested cities or parts of them? What's the story?
Yes, yes, Stephen, we are united. Yes, we are capturing France. We are alliance will run. We walk arm in arm with the leaders of the world, except for your president. He was not here.
I don't know if you hear that. Pierre said so far.
Yeah, we need subtitles.
He was not here.
No, the president wasn't there.
No, he was not here.
Yes.
But we stand united in Paris. And we are going to march into these no-go zones, and we are going to kick them out.
Really going to kick some butt?
We are going to deliver.
Gonna grow a pair? The Frenchies are going to grow a pair. Is that what you're saying?
We have a pair. We have never used it.
Shake up all of these groups. Let's get them out of there.
We.
All right. Thank you, Pierre.
Si, senor.
Yes.
Si, senor.
Did you move to Spain?
It's a quick trip from Madrid, from Paris to Madrid.
It doesn't take much.
No, I know it doesn't. So my take on this, the read back, and I'm going to say this one more time, and then I'll sort of let it I'll let it stew in its own juice. Jennifer, calm down, right, please?
I'm sorry, you said stew in its own juice. That's
well,
gross.
I think that this is gross. We have the same situation in our country, and we're not doing anything about it, and we have, it seems to me, the same risk at hand as the French do, and other in England they have the same problem. I don't know that they do in Germany, but most of the areas of Europe that have seen an onslaught of free moving Muslims coming into their cities, and why would we take note of any of them that are peace-loving, or, you know, why are they any different than any other religion? And they aren't. But when there are groups like this that separate out because they are so fanatical, it seems to me that you create this by sowing the seed of indifference, which is what the French have done, and we've done it. We have done the same thing in the major cities in our country. We have become indifferent to almost being afraid to go into these places where the drug lords are, where there are the antisocial groups that try to, I suppose maybe the old mafia shakedowns. Those were not penetrated. And now some of these new groups are doing the same thing, shaking down small business owners, and the police do nothing. They're not there. There's no presence. So we have all this military hardware and the police that maybe we could use to clean up these areas, to get rid of these groups and bring peace to the valley again. I think that we need to, if we're going to have this military police presence, use it effectively to get rid of the radicals that are in our cities. Is that an idea that has merit? Apparently.
What? Here's the dilemma.
What's the dilemma?
Is
is that we are slowly but surely moving to the point of like in Minority Report, the movie with Tom Cruise, where they arrest people because they know that they are going to commit a crime. We are really getting to that point where the precogs are going to tell you who the threat is, and the police are going to bust down their house and they're going to arrest them.
No, I think we can avoid that if we are sensible and just observe those who are actually involved in the crimes. I think that's what you have to do. Otherwise,
the PC stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we're already doing it. I mean, I think we need to throw the PC side of stuff. And I'm not saying I'm against. If somebody is online and there is proof that they are chattering with a terrorist group in Syria, and they have booked a flight to Syria, and they have made comments, should we be arresting these people before they can actually go do anything?
Well, we track them.
They haven't done anything yet. They just talked about it. But should we be arresting these people? And this is
after
this
the fact you go arrest the accomplices. Look what happened in the Boston bombing at the Boston Marathon. They arrested the people who had
all the stupid kids to help them hide. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Go hide my backpack, dude.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, man.
So that's
I got
what you're talking
life.
About. Those aren't the people I'm talking about. I'm talking about the hardcore, tough guys that everybody pretty much is afraid of. The big dudes that carry the big stick, or the little dudes that have the little wee-wees like Napoleon and Hitler, who have all the big guns behind them.
Yeah, but the Boston guys, they were little dudes. Nobody knew. They weren't on anybody's radar. I knew the one guy was.
Yeah, no, they knew who they were. Well, anyway, the point is that we ought to somehow or other have a national discussion about it, and maybe it starts here with these sorts of discussions, because it is time we stopped giving over territory to people because we're afraid of them. We are the United States of America. Why are we going to be afraid of some hoods, some cretins, some jerk who's trying to take over a portion of your neighborhood? Why do we give in to that? Thank you.
Well,
yes, all day.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if there's an answer to that, but I think you're right. And I think that's why it was important that the president or somebody of a high level went to that march in Paris to say, hey, we're not going to let this stuff happen anymore. We are going to stand up.
Well, I don't know whether the two are connected, but
I think so. It's a lot of
what it
looks
like. There's already people saying that the reason Obama didn't go
is
very specifically.
Because he doesn't care.
Yes,
yeah.
Right.
Right.
That was
I said that
all
on
social media yesterday.
There are so many people who are offended by so much stuff. Do we then taking Richie's point to the furthest, to the nth degree, are we going to go after everybody that offends us? Jim Bohannon, who's one of my pals, said, we're offended by the Islamists. We're offended by the cartoons. We're offended by the news media. We're offended by everything. What this world needs, fortunately, there seem to be a few of them between jobs right now, is an offensive coordinator. He's got a great sense of humor. How many guys are out of work in football now?
Oh, well,
there's always a lot of guys out of here.
But isn't the end of the season, aren't there a lot of players on the
top? Yeah, they're sitting on the sidelines for sure, yeah.
Right, yeah. That was the point. You didn't get my point? I even got my point.
Well, they're not out of work.
I'm not a football guy.
Yeah, they're not out of work.
Well, they're out of a job.
No, they have a job. It's just the season's over.
No. But aren't there these people that are
the coaches.
The football teams, yeah. The coaches
no,
that are
it's,
being
it's,
around.
Yeah, the roulette wheel has started.
Isn't there on most teams an offensive coordinator, somebody who, a coach that deals with the offense and a coach that deals with the defense?
Yeah. Defensive coordinator.
Well, that's what I'm, why do I have to explain myself? That's what I was saying. That's what Bohannon was saying. Don't you people get it? It's a big idea.
You people. What do you mean when you say you people?
You people.
Me.
You.
People.
I mean
me people.
You. You and Jennifer and Kenny gets it. But he doesn't.
You and Jennifer and Kenny gets it.
Kenny gets it.
Right, speaking of the headline that says they had to evacuate the space station. Where exactly does one go when you have to evacuate a space station?
Go next door to the Chinese satellite.
Well, you're not too far off. Apparently the Americans had to go to the Russian side because of an ammonia leak.
Really?
Yeah.
They have ammonia up there. It's good. That's fertilizer, by the way. You know, get things to grow well with ammonia. You sure it's ammonia and not pneumonia?
That's got to be one crazy sentence that you hear over your headset. You have to evacuate the space station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where? What?
Where?
It's a long way
down.
Where
do you want me to go? I'll just go down to the Starbucks in the corner and hang out for a while.
Yeah. You imagine putting out, if you go back to gravity and the outfits they were wearing as they were bopping around in space. What happens if you just, you know,
just tether yourself to the outside of it and hang out until they fix it?
I mean, to take a page from a recent episode of Gotham where the bad guys would be sent up.
Oh, you're watching Gotham, huh?
I watched
that's
the
what I said. Yeah, it's a great show.
It's on the plane. So, anyway, the bad guys are going up in the balloons, but the balloons run out of, you know, sooner or later you get up into the atmosphere where the air is so thin and cold, the balloons run out of gas and everybody falls back to the center, back to Earth. In the case of a lot of people don't understand, you know, people, I heard people actually say, well, if there's a problem, can't they just float back to Earth? They have their spacesuits on. Are they going to have oxygen? Hello. There's a thing called the atmosphere.
Yeah, they would
when
burn
you fall
up
through the atmosphere, you're going to become sizzled steak.
Yeah,
pretty quickly.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, you have heard me talking for quite a long time now about Heart Factors Plus and how Heart Factors Plus has the ingredient to boost your nitric oxide level, and that will improve your cardiovascular health. It's safe, it's natural, and it's important that you understand this. So listen up for a 60-second moment of your life while I tell you about Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus. Number of people listening to this program send me notes. I've been listening to you for a while now. I've been taking Heart Factors Plus at your advice. I've never felt better. Well, that isn't where it stops. There are lots of people who have used Heart Factors Plus to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. There are people who have used this if they have high blood pressure to sort of bring it down. Because what happens is the nitric oxide opens up your arteries and veins so that it cleans them out, improves overall circulation. It's very, very good. Get your muscles, the blood to your muscles, your brain, and your heart. Excuse me for coughing in your ear. Right now, get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus when you call 800-577-8560. Yes, results. This is a product that works, so you get your money back. 800-577-8560. Get on the bandwagon today. Get a free bottle of CoQ10 when you mention my name. Dial 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners nationwide are optimistic about 2015, including increased revenue expectations, hiring plans, and business outlook. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, many are looking to expand operations this year, with 51% of entrepreneurs planning to hire more employees, up from 31% last year. In addition, small business owners are confident in their business growth prospects, as more than 6 in 10 small business owners expect to increase revenues this year. Nearly 7 in 10 owners say they will grow their business in 2015 by targeting new customers and opening new locations. David Solis, Small Business Specialized Sales Executive at Bank of America, discusses the increased optimism among small business owners for 2015.
Small business owners are more optimistic about growth for 2015 than they were a year ago. Though many have expressed concerns about issues like healthcare costs and the current regulatory environment, they're really optimistic about the health of their local economies and their ability to grow their business.
To view the report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hit wonder time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This is a good one.
It is a good one.
It's
going to be easy for you. You know what it is. You qualify for our drawing, the wonderful trip for a family to the Turks and Caicos or Jamaica. Who is this singer?
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. You need a hand, I can assure you this. I can help.
I can help.
The name of the song is I Can Help. A song by an artist that, believe it or not, only had one hit. That I find hard to believe with this guy, but I know that we've done the research. We know that he's the sad reality for him is that he is a one-hit wonder performer, at least here in the United States. Tell us his name by dialing 888-302-3684. Action has started already, and what will happen is that you'll get a qualification for our Beaches Resort giveaway February the 6th. And I will tell you that right after that, we're going to have another contest for another vacation. We're going to keep them coming this year. We've got a number of these to give away. So, I want to go to the Beaches Resort. You know who this is? 888-302-DOUG. This fellow's born in Missouri. This song topped the charts during this week in 1974. So, if you know his name, 888-302-3684. As a child, he learned to play the piano, played the drums and the guitar, started writing songs about the same time. Early in his career, he moved to Memphis to write songs and work for Elvis Elvis was still alive there. He went to Graceland to work and learn. And from there, he moved to Nashville, where he wrote songs for Conway Twitty and Waylon Jennings and Mel Tillis and Joe White.
Well, he had tons of songs charting the country chart. This was the only one that got the number one on either the pop or the country chart.
Toured as a bassist with Kris Kristofferson, started recording some of his own material, including the rockabilly tune I Can Help, which you're listening to now. Crank it up, Richie!
Don't forget me, babe. All you gotta do is call.
Fun.
You know how I feel about you. If I can do anything at all, let me help.
This song was recorded in just two takes. Overnight, it became number one on the country and pop charts, as Richie suggested. There were a lot of disagreements with his record company. There were only three more singles released The highest one got to number 28. From there, he went back to writing songs and playing bass with Kristofferson. He was on a couple of Eagles albums as well. And the song has a big finish. I started early, Richie.
This was also number one on
one
Canada Country. Got number two on Canada.
Yeah.
And Canada AC. Number four, Germany, Australia, and the UK.
All right. If you got a problem, tell me what it is. I can give you ice and tell you where to put it.
Oh, no, that's not. Oh, Jen, he wrote a song called Rainbows and Butterflies.
Aww. If you got a problem, don't care what it is. John's in Florida. Welcome to Good Day, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Well, thanks for asking. So, who are we listening? What is the pleasure?
Eddie Rabbit.
Eddie Rabbit.
Wow, what a great guest that is.
You're good. Look at that.
Right. Of course, it's not the right guest, but it's a good one. Yeah, Eddie Rabbit. I know, I always get Eddie Money and Eddie Rabbit confused. One of them's dead. One of them's
Eddie
alive.
Eddie Rabbit's dead. Eddie Money's alive.
Which
and
one was
Eddie Rabbit was the windshield wiper slapping on the windshield.
But one of them was a police officer.
Eddie Money was a police officer.
And he was dead. He's still dead.
He's alive.
Oh, he's alive.
He is alive.
Eddie Rabbit's dead.
Eddie Rabbit is dead.
All right. Sorry about that, John. Nice to have you on board, though. Here's Michael in Newburyport, Massachusetts. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Billy Swan.
It's Billy Swan. You're correct. Hondo. It's Billy Swan. All right, so what do you remember about him other than this song, Michael?
I'm a truck driver. I used to drive over the road.
Yeah.
And there was a girl down in Greenville, South Carolina that I wanted to be a dad to her child.
Really?
That's how I remember it, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Did you like her much?
Hold on. 28 after.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. He's Rich. She's Jennifer. He's Kenny. And now it's time for another episode of The Bartender and Boehner. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
The drama sweeping the nation.
What is this stupid stuff? What is
this?
Guy was trying
to
kill him?
The greatest story we've read all week or all month.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently there's a bartender who has said he was going to either A, poison John Boehner's right. wine that he poured
genius.
For him.
This guy must be a genius.
Yeah, or that he was going to, he envisioned himself shooting him in front of a sports stadium in Cincinnati because he wanted lots of people to be present.
Perfect.
He called the police on October 29th, the week after being fired from the Westchester Country Club, or Wetherington Country Club in Westchester. He's known as Bartender Mike, and he told the police
Mike.
he blamed Boehner for his problems, and when officers came to his house, they say the plot thickened. He told the officer he was Jesus Christ and was going to kill Boehner because Boehner was mean to him at the country club.
Brilliant.
And because Boehner was responsible for the Ebola outbreak. That's when he advised Special Agent Christopher Desrolo from the United States Capitol Police that he also had a loaded 380 Beretta and he was going to shoot Boehner and then take off.
I think this needs to be in some place where someone can take care of his mental problem.
That's exactly where he's at right now, being checked out and then off to the pokey to see what they do with him next.
Right. The Pokemo?
They hopefully treat him and release him.
Apparently he was treated for psychotic episodes a couple
really?
Years ago.
I'm shocked to hear that.
How do you get a job
As a bartender?
Bartending for the third most powerful guy in the country when he's gone through psychotic episodes.
What do you mean? Was he? What, I don't understand.
He worked,
well, worked for Boehner?
He worked at a country club that apparently Boehner frequented.
Wow.
So you would think that the people that hire somebody that serves him drinks may have a little bit more.
Why? Well,
to check him out.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer or Rich at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Comments on the realities of your thoughts regarding issues of the day.
Did you see the story last week that the New York Post and the New York Times, one of the reporters did a story on Boehner's skin tone, and they decided to go out and get a Sherwin-Williams color chart to figure out what color his skin tone was?
He uses a touch-up.
They ended up on husky orange.
Husky orange.
Or spicy hue. It was the closest
match. Yes, spicy hue. Right, yeah.
Or husky orange.
Isn't that awesome?
All right, let's move to...
I did one to me, and I ended up being fat guy, Irish potato white.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I know...
Story from Colorado... White. Where relatives of a woman there say they were forced to move her funeral 15 minutes before the start of the service because protesters were objecting to a video which showed highlights of her openly lesbian life.
Hmm.
Vanessa Collier died in December at the age of 33, survived by her wife, Christina. They have two children, ages 12 and 7, according to the obit. Hundreds of her... closest friends and family packed into the New Hope Ministries in Lakewood, Colorado to celebrate her life. Just before the start of the service, relatives say they were shocked to hear the funeral would not be allowed. The pastor of the church, Reverend Ray Chavez, informed the family the services would not be able to go on because of the inappropriate video that Collier's family wanted displayed as they were viewing her casket. The video contained photos of Miss Collier kissing her wife. Another photo captured Collier leaning down on one knee proposing to her wife. Family members were told that they would be able to proceed with the funeral as long as they didn't show the video. What do you think? Time for a change in attitude? It's a private facility. It wouldn't be something I'd choose, but they have a right to say no. Do they not? It's as disgusting as it is, to distasteful as it is to most of us. They have, the family said they wouldn't edit the video, so they moved the funeral to a funeral home across the street from the church.
So it all worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
But the hubbub
is... lost out on his profit.
The funeral, the church did, you mean?
The church did. I mean, well, the church... what do they usually get paid? Just a little pittance. Compared to a funeral home, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, I think there's a hubbub here. There are a lot of times that people want to create things out of nothing. I'm not saying this is nothing because I think that it's an important demonstration.
Hey,
being
you're,
able to,
you're in a church. They have certain beliefs. And
well, but I think that it is a private... This is not a public institution. This isn't the government. This is a group of people who are together, whether you believe in their religious ideals or not. They must have belonged to this church. Why would they have the... That's what I'm kind of wondering. That's the only thing that I wonder
why
about.
Why the problem, right?
Why was there a problem?
Why would they have gone to that church?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
They went to the church. These people went to this church, this couple, but they didn't outwardly demonstrate their affection for one another. And so I think there were some people even in the church didn't know that they were gay. I don't know how you missed that by looking at the two of them. I'm looking at a picture of them, and I'm not saying that to be prejudicial. I'm just telling you.
Well, they obviously didn't hide
how
it.
How can they not know? Yeah.
Well, never mind. How do they not know? Because, I mean, come on. You have friends who are lesbians, and it's not any different.
Some of my best friends are lesbians. I mean,
oh, all right. So that's
really?
Not,
how could they trick you with that belt buckle? Holy smokes.
Okay, moving on.
Playing softball and hanging out with their dogs.
It is kind of a double standard, though, that they could be members of this church.
Yeah.
But and that's fine. We'll be glad to take your donations every week. But.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you can't.
Hope you want something.
Yeah. Right. Well, but that's hypocritical.
Were they members?
I think that they were members. That's what I get out of this. All right, next stop, Washington, D.C., Richie.
Yeah, come on back.
Coming soon from your friends at the Internal Revenue Service.
Warning
last year now comes to reality. You will, in fact, have slower tax refunds. You will, in fact, have fewer identity theft protections. And you will, in fact, have worse customer service. What you've come to know and love from any and all government agencies, exacerbated by the Internal Revenue Service extracting money from you, and now you can't get it back. That's the word from IRS Commissioner John, is it Koskinen?
Koskinen,
whatever it is.
Koskinen, I guess.
Right.
I did hear, though, that the IRS is going to be doing less audits this year, if you want a little bit of good news.
Yes.
Since this is a good day show, we want a little good news.
Good news, 46,000 fewer audits this year. And 1,800 fewer officers at the IRS because the budget has been cut. The lowest inflation-adjusted budget in two decades. We have no choice but to do less with less.
Really?
Slower. One of the radio stations here in
Washington. Wait, hold on a second, Richie. Wait a second.
Yeah.
The IRS commissioner also wrote that the IRS would be less helpful. Really?
They'd be less helpful than they already are.
Perfect.
No
excuse
kidding.
Me. Yeah, we anticipate an even lower level of telephone service than before.
Well, here's the threat, right? Here it comes.
Right.
We are going to lose $2 billion in lost tax revenue.
Yeah, all right.
So one of the radio stations here in Washington, D.C., inside the Beltway, where all of these federal employees listen to us, called WFED. And it's basically geared its radio programming just for federal employees, so they can talk about the things, how to manage their departments, and what's going on across town, and what's going on at the higher ups in their department, or even the lower downs in their departments, and how all the employees, the federal employees, are affected. They have been whining for a month about this. On that thing, and you listen to it, and it's just like, well, you know, for every IRS employee, they bring in this amount of money, and every time you fire an IRS employee, that's that amount of money that you're going to, like, 380 times their salary is what they bring in. So every time you fire one of them, that's that amount of money that the IRS will not be able to bring in. I say, good.
Yeah.
So now you would be forced to go ahead and cut your budget.
Yeah, right. I mean, look at all the things, the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse.
But that's the philosophy, is it's endless revenue. We just need more money? Cool.
More money.
Okay, good. Go get it.
Yeah,
there's plenty of people out there to pay taxes.
All right, we have a big television report in a moment. Jennifer has news from ear to ear. Massive information. Wow.
The biggest TV report.
Big report. Ladies, New Year's resolution time. Get rid of the bags under your eyes and look better and younger than you have looked in years. This is a resolution you can keep because it's easy with GenuCell. 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 Happening every day in every town across this country thanks to GenuCell. It's the new plant stem cell therapy that works to get rid of the water. That's what's under your eyes. The bags, the puffiness is water collecting there. Here's a lady who started using GenuCell after her sister gave her some to try. Bags under my eyes gone, and I mean gone, she says. I love my new look, and I recommend it to everybody I talk to who asks me what happened to my eyes. So it works for men and women. It's called GenuCell. It'll go to work in the first 12 hours. It's guaranteed or your money back. So if you want to start off the new year with a younger, more beautiful face, call 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262 right now. The folks that make GenuCell will double the supply if you mention my name with your order. comes, you get, instead of 3 months, you get a 6 month supply. 800-543-9262 for Genucel. Get rid of the puffiness, the bags, all that stuff, the lines around your eyes. Gunzo, Gunzo, Gunzo. 800-543-9262.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about you can't beat a dead horse. That's right, you can't beat a dead horse. Now, we all use that as part of an argument. When all of a sudden somebody is saying something, there's nothing we can do with that statement, it's redundant, and that's what we use as an excuse to get out of the conversation. But here's the part of me that I simply don't understand something. Why do we want to beat the horse to begin with? Even if the horse is alive and it is in a race, we shouldn't be beating it. All we need to do is to give it a reason to go faster, better than any other horse that's on the track. And by the way, that is the same thing with us. We should not beat ourselves up, either mentally or physically. What we should do is give ourselves a reason to go faster, to go farther, to achieve more. And that reason is because we want to. We're in a race, and we enjoy it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Okay, so, bam. We're all talking about Gotham, which is the TV series now on Fox, supposed to be pre-Batman. This is the anniversary of the first Batman television show on this date, 1966. Adam West, Burt Ward, Pow, Zork, Crunch, Holy Hot Takes, Batman.
Great show.
Happy. Also, this is the anniversary of the first All in the Family on CBS, this date, 1971.
Imagine if they combined those two shows, All in the Family and Batman. Oh, jeez. Look what we got here.
Yeah. Oh, holy meathead.
Holy cow. Ann Curry in the news, Jen.
Yeah, Ann Curry making a big announcement and actually negotiating herself a deal. She was pushed from the Today Show back in 2012 just because she couldn't work things out with Matt Lauer and the show's producers. Well, now she's leaving NBC a little early, actually, to start her own production company.
And she's going to CNN. Isn't that a big rumor around last year?
That was a rumor that she would go somewhere, but as part of the deal, she's going to get content together for TV networks that compete with other networks owned by NBC, as well as digital outlets that are distributed online or via broadband. Hint, I think maybe Yahoo. You had Katie Couric go there. Maybe she'll be next. And then NBC will provide seed funding for that venture. So they'll give her a little bit of cash. She'll give them a little bit of content. I think it's a good deal for her because she needed to do something. She needed to get out of there. Yahoo made an announcement this week, Dougie. Really? They're going to premiere season 6 of Community. Now, Community used to be on NBC. Oh. They canceled it last June. Yeah. And about a month later, Yahoo said, hey, we want it. This franchise isn't dead yet. So the original cast is back. Joel McHale, Alison Brie, Jillian Jacobs. So they're coming back March 17th.
Their average viewership was 8 or 9 million people. The Mentalist that it was on CBS had 11 to 12 million people average episode. Why hasn't somebody picked that up yet?
Well, I think because The Mentalist is more expensive to make, number one, and it's been on the air longer, number two, and it didn't have the cult following that Community did, number three. Community had a huge online cult following, that, and it was probably cheaper to produce. produce.
Mm. All right.
Woody Derek Allen.
Huff. Oh.
In the news?
Okay, Woody Allen. Sure. Well, we're talking about internet stuff.
You can do Derek Huff, too, if you want.
We'll do both. Amazon has made a deal with Woody Allen. He has won 4 Oscars for his films. He's going to write and direct now a half-hour series, like a TV series, that'll premiere exclusively online, Amazon Prime's instant streaming service. So that's a big deal to have these huge talents making deals online. It shows you that that is the future. No word on when that series premieres or even what it's about, but the fact that they have Woody Allen in their back pocket's pretty cool. Derek Huff made the announcement that he won't be appearing on Dancing with the Stars next season. This is according to TVGuide.com.
Oh,
he's taking a break to play the lead in Radio City Music Hall's New York Spring Spectacular.
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 Parks and Rec. John McCain's going to be on.
John McCain's going back, yep, for a little cameo on the final season.
One after the hour.
Travel my way. Take the highway, that's the best. I'll get your kicks.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Eckstein, who appear on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Missy and Kenny and Jennifer and me. We have all kinds of rescue stories today, things that will make you smile. Our video of the day, as a matter of fact, is a smiler. We'll check it out with Warren in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that.
but among the many IT problems we solve. Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
All right, so Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, heard every weekend on hundreds of radio stations all around the country. He has great connections with his listeners because he's connected well to animals. There are a couple of things, videos of the day, last couple of days, Warren, at DougStefan.com. Yesterday, the video of the day, no, it's today's video, Brandy the Surfing Pug. If you follow along here, there's no audio, but it's something you got to see. It's classic stuff.
Pug, I got to go see that.
After a recent snowfall here in Southern California, this dog went snowboarding for the first time. Brandy the Surfing Pug. You can check that out. Yesterday's video, it features a chihuahua dressed in a Superman outfit walking toward the camera on a treadmill. And the result is kind of cool. All these things. People just love, love, love. We have all these things. I have all kinds of...
But speaking of that, Doug...
Oh, I know what it was, Kenny. I asked Kenny if he got in. He got an email with a video from Meredith. We were in the... we have a physical trainer who works on Charlotte, and there's a water tub. Charlotte goes in on a treadmill in this water tank. So Meredith was there with her camera. She was taking pictures of it, and I thought I sent it along, or I asked her to send it to you, Kenny. I don't think that it got through, but it is just the cutest, coolest thing to see Charlotte walking on the treadmill, looking around, and she's up to her neck in water. It's
amazing what hydrotherapy does. It really is terrific.
Great.
Hey, speaking about dress-up, did you know that today, January 14th, is National Dress Up Your Dog Day?
No!
And I am horrified because my dog's running around the house butt naked. But
no!
He is.
Really?
He is.
What are you going to do about that?
Isn't that cruel to the dogs? Most dogs don't want to wear clothes.
It depends on the dog. Some dogs really love the special attention they're getting, putting on their little clothes, and other dogs absolutely despise it. So I think it really depends on the individual dog. My dogs do run around butt naked, though.
My friend who lives in Denver, she's got these little snowboards boots that she puts on her dog when she goes out because it's a little peek-a-poo type thing.
Ah, but see, that's not a bad idea.
Well,
it keeps the ice from freezing between the paws.
Exactly.
It keeps the chemicals off the feet.
Richie, that's bad English. My friend, she is not good English. It's my friend.
Shut up.
Get to the next part.
Here's good English. Shut up.
No, that's not good English. All right, story at DougStefan.com today about a Chicago animal rescue group said it's taken custody of an 85-pound beagle called Kale Chips because that's pretty much what the future looks like for this dog.
85-pound beagle. What do they feed him? Bricks?
Look at the picture at DougStefan.com. It's unbelievable.
Right,
awful. A poor thing. It looks like there's something wrong with it. The beagle, thought to be 7 or 8 years old, was surrendered this week at Chicago Animal Control. Members of the rescue team had to use a wagon to wheel the beagle out of the shelter to his new home at the rescue center. But you look at that.
Oh, my God. That poor thing is so fat.
Hopefully they'll get the weight off him and they'll come around. Yeah, people don't realize that abuse comes in many ways. Sometimes people, they feel guilty, so they stuff food in their dog's mouth.
So what do you do, just have to not feed the dog so much?
Smaller amounts of food frequently throughout the day. Cut up some carrots. Convince your dog that carrots are made out of liver and they'll lose the weight in no time at all.
Really?
Walk them.
And a little
liver spray.
Warren Eckstein. Check out WarrenEckstein.com, PetShow.com, HugsAndKisses.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.